with how crazy everything has been this week, obviously with the decision to let Garrard go, it impacts the offense without a doubt. Does it really spill over to the defense?
I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, it's business as usual for us. You know, we gotta concentrate on what we do as a defense and focus on Tennessee's offense. So, I mean, some crazy things happen, but we know that's part of the deal, part of the situation. So we're just completely focused on Tennessee.
Chris Johnson didn't really do the Jaguars any favors by coming back. How do you prepare for a guy like that, one of the best running backs in the league?
I mean, unbelievable athlete. You know, like you said, great running back. So, I mean, we just got to make sure we contain him on the edges, gang tackle him, and get to the football when he has it, because he's a very explosive player. And you can never let your guard down against him, because he has the ability to take one 70, 80 yards, no problem. So, you know, we're excited to play against him, because it's going to be a great challenge. But we got to make sure we get a lot of guys to the football, set the edges, you know, and don't let them bounce it outside.
He is obviously an elite athlete, but he has missed a good chunk of time. How do you think that's going to affect his game?
He may be rusty at some things, but he's still a world-class athlete. So he's going to be able to come in and compete at a high level right away. And, you know, we're expecting his best abilities. So even though he hasn't been in there, he hasn't been on film in the preseason, but we know he's a great player, and we know he's going to bring 100% his best abilities on Sunday.
This is a game that maybe initially AFC South fans, Tennessee fans, Jacksonville fans would have their eye on, but now with everything that's gone on, this game is probably going to get a lot more of a national audience. Does that add any pressure with the kind of statement that you guys need to make in week one?
I mean, for us, you know, home opener, home game against a division opponent, so regardless of anything else that's going on outside of that, this is a huge game for us, you know, just because we want to start the season off right, you know, division rival. You know, a huge game of you know, two physical teams that they're going to battle it out. So, you know, regardless of anything else that's happening, I mean, like I said, it's a big game for us.
You said a couple weeks ago that you still didn't feel as comfortable in the defense as you would like, but you would probably be saying that in week six. Has that changed at all?
Especially now that we're game planning and getting very specific, I feel more and more comfortable. But I'm going to tell you this all. I want to improve all year long. You know what I mean? I don't want to say, you know, I'm completely comfortable in week one, because that's not peaking at the right time. You know, so I want to improve all year long. But I'm definitely, now that we've narrowed things down and really concentrated on an opponent, I feel more comfortable.
Based on the preseason, do you feel like you've had to defend your play pretty early on here in Jacksonville?
I wouldn't say nothing out of the usual. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, middle linebacker is more of a high-profile position, especially in a 4-3 defense like this. So I think it comes with the territory.
And finally, probably most serious question I've asked since you've been here, is there a possibility that there's a best hair competition brewing between you and Blaine Gabbert?
Tell you what, I'm thinking about cutting mine, because people have come up to me and start, Blaine. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not that guy. I'm not the quarterback. So I don't know what we're going to do with that one. It's too similar, though, right now.
Well, I mean, this is beyond that. This is offense versus defense, rookie versus veteran.
So I think he should just cut it, right? I have the veteran experience, so I should just cut it. Take care of it.
All right, thanks.
All right.